Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38.
Hello everyone, after 3 weeks and 23 hours actually. So, this is Refsy here and I just started this show with an oversight because I forgot to put number 38 in. Just give me a second, it's close, then I will talk. Just to confirm, okay, that's what it is. Okay, let's go for number 38. I'll say what this top is about, the one that this song is the number 38 for. So, this show is going to have the top 20 of all these 3 weeks that were not covered yet. On the next few weeks, or maybe on the next week, I'll play the top 5 for each individual week. But as for now, this is how it is going to be. There will also be another round of chart-topping knockout. The votes, I'll share the link with you for the first vote, the first round, which is closing. When the second one plays, you will still listen to the tracks right now, so that you have a better idea of what you're voting for. And it's sent. There it is, the link is now on Discord and hopefully on Twitter soon as well. For you to vote on in what your favorite out of those 4 tracks that were played on the last CTS, which was 3 weeks ago, because on the last 2 weeks it wasn't possible for me. I'll play now those tracks and then we'll get to the top 20 of those 3 weeks that, yeah, there was no CTS.
Chart Toppin' Knockout.
Number
This is the first one of out of the four choices for last week's. You know what I mean. Chart topping knockout. It's Miller Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio. Number 1 from Sonic R is your second option.
At the end of each day, or whenever.
This is your third option, which is Volcanic Islands from Afterburner Climax. This is the fourth option, Space Channel 5 Part 2, ending This Is My Happiness. After this ends, we're getting to number 20 of the last 3 weeks. As I said, individual tops for each of those 3 weeks are coming next week. Hopefully on Saturday, we'll see. I think they want me to work on that Saturday, but...
Outside of city lights, I found something like a ship without a sail, without a sail. Would be lost if you were not with me, with me. Just how you are, a cook in a cottage pie. Sometimes you look out of the window. Shandai, a sunshine of the world.
number 20.
Your number 20 for the last 3 weeks is FM Funk from Quartet.
Number 19.
Number 19, Folks from the Motherland from Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Thank you.
Number 18.
From Virtua Fighter 3, this is Underground, Sarah's theme. The OST version, which is the one we have on Radio Sega, has this track called as named as Underground, Sarah in the Subway.
Number 17.
Motherfuck! What does a brother have to do to pacify a bitch? I'm telling you, G, I've tried my best with her. God be my witness. I have shown respect, charm, underfucking standing. But that is the last fucking straw.
Ladies and gentlemen, the infinite tact of Isaac Washington.
Well, yeah. This is not going to get better, so if you are sensitive to this kind of language, I suggest you do something else for the next 3 minutes. People have requested this a lot, and these past 3 weeks apparently. This is from House of the Dead Overkill. It's Get Funky, album mix.
Get funky.
slightly ironic.
I fucking ironic?
Yeah, ironic, you know, when something occurs after you.
I know what ironic means, motherfucker.
See, you did it again. Throughout this whole episode, you've been motherfucking everything.
That's my thing. That's how I fucking speak.
No, I'm not complaining. You make the fuck word an everyday word, and the motherfucker phrase you use is indeed part of you.
As I say, that's my shit.
Yeah, but there we were, face to face with the real motherfucker.
Huh?
Clement more than likely fucked his mother, and not once did you call him motherfucker. When indeed he was, most probably a real motherfucker. So what does that tell you?
I don't fucking know.
What you got? Are you giving it to me? You know it's mine. It's time for me to get funky. What you got? Gonna give it me good. Do it like a real man should to get funky.
Number 16.
Number 16, the final boss battle for Unfighting Viper's Saturn version, King of the Mountain. We'll be right back. We've had the first five tracks. There's five more to come before you will see who won the first round of the chart-topping knockout, and then we will play the tracks for the second one. Who knows? Meanwhile, the number 15 is definitely a Sega classic. Just
number 15.
Ice Cap Zone 1 from Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Number 14.
Danger, water rise, glamour.
Number 14 is, as I'm sure every single one of you knows, Open Your Heart from Sonic Adventure.
Number 13.
Origin, Awakened, Theme of Heroes. This is from Game Ground, that's the original game, and this is the Sega Ages soundtrack version.
Number 12.
And running in the 90s, which is another station classic at least for the last couple of years. This is your number 12 for the 3 week period without CTS.
Number 11.
Live and Learn, Sonic Adventure 2 is the main track, main theme in this case. This is number 11, and after this is done, we're getting to CTK, Chart Topping Knockouts, which will be this week's 4 tracks that you will be voting for. Voting on this case, you will be voting for one of those four, obviously. English. Now we'll get to the chart topping knockout.
Chart topping knockout.
So let's just see. Let's refresh the results on Survey Monkey for the last time. And the winner is... And the winner is Miller Ball Breakers from Jet Set Radio. It wins by one vote against... This was really close, actually. Miller Ball Breakers has got 33% of the votes, ahead of Space Channel 5, Part 2, The Ending, This Is My Happiness, with 28%. Afterburner Climax is third with 22%, and, quite surprisingly, number 1 from Sonic R was last, with 17% of the votes. It was still very, very close. I really hope the next few chart-topping knockouts will be this close. This next one is going to be a little more low-key. You demand a recount. Oh, did you vote already? Again? We'll see. We'll do that. Anyways, let's go for the first of the four tracks that will be up for grabs. One spot on the final is up for grabs out of these four. The English is strong with me today. Dynamite Heady. This song is called Tower of Puppet. This is the first. Ending Chant is Charm from Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. This is your second choice. The third option, Lava Shelter from Shadow the Hedgehog. As a reminder, we are playing the four tracks that will be voted for for the next week. Fourth option is a remix from Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014 Out of the Ashes. This is Rhythm Rush General Offensive featuring Joshua Tye Ballet. Tune! Well, not sure if you have made your mind already, but I'm going to share the link for the vote right now. Hopefully it will be posted on Twitter as well. Mr. Social, I'm looking at you. Thank you very much for your work as always. I'm going to copy paste this URL then. So, formerly Lost Impact, Cryptic Castle has said that she's definitely made up her mind. I wonder what track it will be. There is the link. Enjoy your voting, boys and girls. Ooh. Next week we'll see. Hopefully next week we'll see what track is the winner. For now, we're going to move into the top 10 of most requested tracks. Well, these past 3 weeks, number 10 is from the same game as 11, actually. It's not the main theme as number 11 was, but it's the most iconic track there. Enjoy! Ooh, big surprise, right? This was also one of the most requested tracks during the 2016. But I think it was number 2 behind Majima Goro. You know what this is already.
Number 10. Number 9.
That sexy way, I wish you were mine. What type of thought
Tabata from Cyber Speedway, also known as Grand Chaser, was number 9.
Number 8.
Pretty much another Radio Sega classic is at number 8. It is Archer of Destiny from Phantasy Star Online 2. And I might need to pick up the pace here. There's only half an hour left.
number 7.
Number 6, as you heard, was What I'm Made Of from Sonic Heroes. And this is your number 6, which is from Sonic Paradox Remix Shorts, Rex's entry, Chocolate Chip Cream Sundae Supreme, remix of Rooftop Run from Sonic Unleashed.
Can I start over?
So, speaking of Rexy, coincidentally or not, there's something from her that is going to be shared. I'll give you the link that will be related to the file you're about to get, which will give you all the information. And right after you hear, we'll see if Sonic survives, and then the top 5! Woohoo!
The search is on for the Radio Sega Fan Choice Remix of the Year 2017. On Sega Mixer Drive, 4 different seasonal polls will be available this autumn for fans of the station to have a say on their favorite 10 new remixes per poll. The overall highest voted track in each poll will automatically become a Fan Choice Remix candidate. To have a say, simply fill out the form at radioic.ga/smdspring. The form will close on the 20th of October at 9 p.m. UK time. For a reminder, these are the tracks available to vote on in the spring selection. First up is EZXP, giving us the ever-so rockin' Sonic the Hedgehog medley. Donnie got full coverage from his The Street CP2, leading off Alien Power. Mo Mega put Eternal Engine on the show map with his rap cover of On the Edge. More Donnie, more Streets of Rage 2, and a classic as well, Slow Moon. Jorito and Heck Junkerson eased Knuckles into the night through Dreams of Summer. Rukunitsu started the Persona 5 invasion, taking his fans to the other planetarium. Bob KTA did a remix for Donnie's Street CP. Wherever he goes, he gotta go skate. Mike got 3 Echo 2 mixes aired during the spring. First up, his take on Thought Zone. Mosh felt the driving bass in that cave ambience and sent us all to Mystic Funk Zone. Dax reapproached a classic and gave us all a magical sound shower re-remix. The second of Michael's Echo tunes here took us into the depths of the Moria Abyss. Game Nestle gave us some Sega love on SideQuest Volume 1 with his cover of Toxic Caves. Family Jewels gave us the first remix for this Persona 5 vocal track, Life Will Change. Gemma J gave us those European beats with his dance remix of Starlight Zone. David KBD gave us Rock to a Keyboard as he did his Sonic & Knuckles final medley. The last charge of Micah and his Echo remix brigade in this set, Convergence. More Rukunitsu, more Persona 5. Those retro sims had their last surprise chips. Raiden went surfing with Joe Musashi, only to stumble into the wrath of the whirlwind. A Persona 5 collab between Insane in the Rain Music and Adriana Figueroa, Last Surprise. And the other collab between Insane in the Rain Music and Adriana Figueroa, Beneath the Mask. Rob KTA mixed 2 Persona 5 vocal tracks together and gave them some ambush vibes. The second arrangement of this Persona 5 tune had Little Beast singing it, Life Will Change. Carl Berg even knew whatever Sonic 3D score he covered, The Grove is Always Greener. Here's the third cover of this Persona 5 tune from Insane in the Rain Music, Life Will Change. Ian got his OC remix debut with the sounds of a Sonic Stadium classic, The Madness. Dark Eagle took advantage of the Lemming's ability and sent them to an extinction party. Peter B got a few flicky salvage from Sonic 3's Panic Puppet Zone, the Health Piano Mix. And to round the list off, longest solo ever rocked the Metal Guts out of Flying Battery Zone.
Five left. It's close now.
Number 5.
Thank you.
This is a tune! I love this song. Supporting me for BioLizard. By Describe, featuring Joshua Taipale and Celerina Jackrabbit, again from the Sound of the Sonic Stadium 2014, Out of the Ashes. Or, like it seems someone has said before, not giving names out here, Out of the Box, which is actually, it would be a fitting name for the album. And I will take this chance to apologize for number 4 already.
Number 4.
Lookalike from Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie! This is number 4.
Number 3.
We'll be right back.
So, this is Ungravitify, which is the main theme for Sonic Riders Zero Gravity. It's your number 3 from the past 3 weeks. And guys, I promise you, I will play the top tracks from all the previous 3 weeks. I really promise you. But yeah, you know, I've worked more than 200 hours the past 4 weeks. Give me a break.
Number 2.
Rhythm and Balance, yet another track from Sonic Adventure 2. This is your number 2. I like this track, actually. Oh yeah, Hurry to Unexplored Land. From White Jungle, Shadow Stage. Which comes, actually, right after something I'm going to try to play. Give me a second, let's see if I can get it in time. Probably my laptop is going to mess up while I do this, but so it should be okay here. Nope, it's not there. So okay, here it is. Is what's just before White Jungle or Green Forest, depending on which story you are playing. I'll restart this, actually.
You're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing your...
So far, so good. Hey, that's...
That blue hedgehog again, of all places.
I found you, Faker.
Faker? I think you're the fake hedgehog around here. You're comparing yourself to me? Huh, you're not even good enough to be my...
I'll make you eat those words!
There's no time to play games. You won't even get the chance.
So guys, I'm sorry for such a hurried show that was even barely advertised. And I appreciate those of you who stuck with me for these 2 hours. Hopefully things will get back to normal soon enough. But as for now, we'll have our number one. And I hope you keep enjoying Radio Sega during the week, even if live shows are not as strong as they usually are. You can always count with the awesome community and the 24/7, which will comply to every single one of your requests, as long as they are within the rules, obviously. But there are not that many rules. I mean, if you really want to listen to a specific song, you won't ever take long to get it. The worst that can happen is that if someone has requested that song on the 4 hours before, or which rarely happens, I mean, we've got thousands and thousands of tracks, and there are not that many requests, to be honest. Here's your number one.
Because it's a really tough, but it's a beautiful day, so You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7. Sega.